Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 12th. Joining us this morning is the Eureka Humboldt
Visitors
Eureka.
Bureau.
You know, it's like the Chamber of Commerce for Eureka. You know, Greater Humboldt Eureka, or Greater Eureka Chamber. You know, it's like
Tony Smithers here.
Yeah, Visitors Bureau. Yeah.
Good morning, Brian.
Morning, sir. Whoever you are, and wherever you're from. Our quote this morning. Let's see if we can find something that's just kind of a fun one today. Annie Dillard. Spend the afternoon. You can't take it with you.
Interesting. Very relevant to the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
Once that room goes unsold, or that table goes unfilled, you can't get it back.
Or that ad space doesn't get sold.
It's called perishable product.
I know about that. Poof. Yes. Yeah. Boy. Hey, with the smoke that we're seeing this morning, isn't that weird?
Indeed. This big red ball in the sky.
Yeah. But at least nobody's having to hold their breath that it's not going to burn our town, our neighborhood. What do you think the long term of this is? And we had Santa Rosa, certainly in Napa, that everybody was aware of. Up north, we had it. Down south, we're having it now.
Mm-hmm.
For California tourism, do you think it's changing? It's going to change perception here for the next couple of cycles?
There's no question that it will. I mean, yesterday we learned that the Visit California organization, which is the statewide tourism promotion agency, has gone into full crisis communications mode, particularly, you know, directly supporting the places that are, you know, immediately impacted by the fire, but then also just immediately getting out there to try and, you know, persuade people, convince people that California is still open for business. And that is what happens every time there's any kind of natural disaster.
Well, I suppose the most challenging thing with this one is it's not done yet. You know, you have an earthquake, mm-hmm. it's over.
Right.
Okay. You have a tidal wave, it's over. This thing, what is it, 10-15% contained? Something like that?
The final one near Santa Barbara, still.
Yeah, so it's still kind of doing its due. And now that it's in the larger areas, it's not just those folks up there in the boonies out in the parklands.
Sure.
Now it's something a little bit more different. I find it frustratingly ironic how it's being covered, how this fire is being covered so differently than what Greater Santa Rosa, and then the Chetco Bar fire was being covered nationally.
Right.
Just so now there's more population. But
well, you know, some movie stars might have their houses burnt.
Yeah. Well, things like LAX, are you able to monitor? Or is there a ratio that Humboldt County has that's connected to, was it disembarking, I think is the phrase, at LAX, or SFO for people coming into the state? Is there any kind of you just kind of monitor when they're busier, we are, and when they're lesser, we are?
Yeah, well, the aforementioned Visit California organization it really watches our gateways very carefully. So we'll be able to see when we get the next quarter's numbers if there was that kind of result, and you know, compare it to the trend line for the last few years, which have been very strong. Our international visitation has been growing quite steadily, Pacific Rim particularly, but you know, we'll get the numbers and we'll know what kind of hit we're taking.
Is it something you can counter, or is because it's statewide that the state's going to have to deal with it statewide?
Well, you're asking a marketer whether I can counter problems with marketing? Of course we can.
With the budget that you have available to you.
Well, the state and our organization has a rainy day fund for just this kind of thing.
And we'll talk about just that kind of thing when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from wherever he's from. Tony, you talked about the Rainy Day Fund.
Yes.
As part of what the state has set aside for their tourism marketing, as part of what the County Visitors Bureau has for your marketing. Now, typically, rainy day funds are 2 to 5%. Okay. Is there enough in the rainy day fund to help counter all the news media coverage or redirect the concerns that people might have to areas where it's safe?
Well, there's never enough. I mean, that's kind of axiomatic. But it could be the thin end of a wedge in terms of moving, you know, public perception and public opinion. It's amazing how much you can do with a little if it's well placed, particularly in the area of what we call earned media, which is, you know, just publicity and news stories that have an impact that's far beyond the investment compared to, say, basic advertising.
The editorial content.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so many different opportunities opening up in that area now because, you know, today we pay as much attention to what are called, you know, social media influencers as we do to traditional travel journalists. So we will woo and wine and dine those folks to get them to tell our story because they have, you know, large dedicated audiences that they influence just as a journalist does.
So those guys, I was thinking like the Travel Channel. You know, they got a bunch of folks that are running around. I know when Guy Fieri was here, you know, he came back home and he touched bases with a couple of the local restaurants. They saw regional response to that. So you're saying that these folks that you were referencing have a higher impact than the traditional media of, in this case,
it's cable, shifting. Cable? It's shifting. Yeah, you know, something a high profile like Guy Fieri is going to have a huge impact. In another relevant anecdote, for years there was a program called California's Gold, Huell Howser. On public television, traveled around with his sort of aw shucks.
Is he not doing it now?
He passed away.
I would suggest, yeah.
But, yeah. However, the show's still being aired, and we've heard numerous times, for instance, when he did a show on Ferndale, Ferndale business went up. And years later, people are still showing up the front desk saying, I saw you on Huell Howser, and I always wanted to come here. So
it kind of puts you on a list.
There's a whole legacy to that kind of coverage, which, you know, frankly, traditional advertising doesn't really give you that. I mean, it's one and done usually.
Well, it's, yeah, different prong.
Yeah, exactly.
So to speak. So with what's going on down south, how do you jump it? Are you going to bring these guys up? Because you got to believe, you know, the wine guys are going to be trying to do the same thing, showing them grapes that are still growing.
Sure.
And I mean, you stand in line and, you know, get them here in a year and a half kind of thing? Or how do you advance that message? If it's not paid, how do you get to the front of the line?
Well, you, as I say, you woo and you wine and dine them. You get them here. You fly them up. You show them.
But isn't that what everybody else is doing?
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of sophisticated competitors of ours are doing that, but many are not as well. And as I said, this new breed of influencer are still maybe not necessarily on the radar of a lot of our competitors.
These are like the blog people and stuff.
Yeah, you know,
that.
But a blog person could have a couple hundred thousand people, you know, who read him on a weekly basis, and has that sort of level of trust and endorsement, which, you know, you don't get from an ad. So.
Well, that's how they make their living, right?
Exactly.
Is to do that. What about the shifting of the target? You know, in the past, it's been Santa Rosa. It's been Southern California. What about the Portlands and the Seattles? Are we unique enough to attract, during this time, them to come down? Or maybe put everything into the international, the Japanese market? It
sure.
Kind of comes down that way. To get them, rather than trying to get the folks from down south to come up.
Well, in both cases, I think the further away you get from our destination, you have to see yourself from a bigger perspective. which is that we're part of someone's trip itinerary.
We're not destination.
We're not the sole destination. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, and that's really been one of our strengths for the years, that we just are on the West Coast. And
but we've hooked with the Napa Valley in the past. See the grapes, see the trees. Well, now if the perception is the grapes aren't there, will they come just for the trees?
Well, I think that's what that's what Mendocino County is doing. The Anderson Valley is great and fine, and we're coming to see them. We still want to be part of all trips to California, you know, and we know that we're not part of the first trip to California. The first trip to California goes to Disneyland, but the second and third trip is definitely where we want to be.
Is there any opportunity to partner stronger with Santa Rosa? I mean, they've got the airport that's there. And I know, and I'm sure you've got buddies also who just despise SFO, won't fly there. Go to SAC, go to Oakland, go to Santa Rosa. To partner with them and kind of do the regional out of Santa Rosa?
Well, again, for that itinerary of, you know, of a multi-county experience. And that's why years ago we created the, you know, when I say we, I mean the Humboldt Bureau created the North Coast Tourism Council, which markets the whole.
Now that replaced REA?
It replaced Redwood Empire Association.
It's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Greater Humboldt.
Eureka Humboldt. Bureau.
You know,
why is this so difficult for you?
give me a card next time. I'll read. I can read.
All right.
Eureka. I recognize that one.
I'm handing Brian my business card right now.
All right. We'll see what it looks like. Not the one with the crayon. Come on, man. Give me the fancy one.
There you go.
Ooh. Okay, there's your name. There it is. Right down there. Okay. If you want his home number, give me a call. Talk Shop's presented by CDH Painting, by Redeck, and by Lolita Cheese Company. Tony, the challenge, I guess, sometimes with any kind of an organization like yours is to be flexible enough to deal with unanticipateds. Challenges to the status quo, if you will. The fire down south certainly is one. The fire up north certainly was one. Okay, the slides have been historically. The road movement up north is one of those also. But when you self-inflict, that's got to be the most frustrating of all. You know, with Humboldt State considering, or I guess they were going to, drop the football program and I'm sure other associated programs also because of the ratios.
Because of Title IX, yeah.
Did that come out of the blue for you, or did you have whispers that that was going to happen so you could kind of marshal those folks that work with those who are visiting in our area to kind of gear up for this thing?
Well, there were whispers, but the actual threat for me was sort of out of the blue. I mean, I've got board members who've got their ear closer to the ground on some of those issues, but it was indeed a great concern. I mean, maybe people don't realize that athletics drives a lot of tourism in Humboldt County. It's the visiting teams, of course, but also their family members and supporters and fans.
And the home team fans, you know, when you're a school like this where a lot of folks are coming in from out of the area to see their kids play.
Sure. I mean, it's a big deal, and particularly at a time of the year when we like the business too. So
what was the involvement? Did you guys just, you know, stand on the sideline with your cheerleaders, you know, staying with the athletic references here, with your cheerleader uniforms on, or did you guys get on the playing field and impact?
Here I'm putting on my hat as administrator of the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. They were approached by the boosters, Jim Redd and that crowd, who actually, you know, asked for their direct support to reach the funding, you know, goal, which they were responsible for in order to save HSU Athletics.
And did that fall on deaf ears, or was there an agreement to support?
There was definitely an agreement. Both the Eureka Committee of the Lodging Alliance, so there's seven hoteliers there, and then the three hoteliers of the Arcata Committee, both granted significant funding towards the funding drive to save HSU Athletics.
About McKinleyville? Or do they not have, you know, Northern Humboldt not have the sense that they have that same level of impact?
Well, actually, you know, they weren't approached. I mean, possibly they would have.
Oh, yeah, I think the guys right across from the airport there.
They would have thrown in too. But yeah. No, between Eureka and Arcata, over a 5-year period, the pledge was over $100,000. So it was a pretty significant part of the total.
So is that done now, or does that buy 5 years? What does that do?
I'm not privy to all the details. I think there's some hope that the programs can become more self-supporting even before the 5 years is over, in which case they'll be off the hook, I guess. But you know, they've committed for that amount of time.
Is that the kind of thing that these folks get excited about? I mean, you can see where there's a tourist link, but it's also kind of crossing the line a little bit. New versus existing.
Sure.
Private versus publicly funded, that kind of stuff.
Well, their only mission and the only thing they really have to consider about is, does it put heads in beds? That's the purpose of the special assessment.
And, or keep them there.
Yeah, put them and keep them, whatever. So there really wasn't any question about the suitability in that case. Did they appreciate that they were able to, you know, support the community as well as themselves? I think so. I think they have that sense of spirit too.
KINS News and Information Times 8:41. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers of the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau. Tony, with some of the different challenges that are out there, when we kind of focus in to our area, there's that project of Sequoia Park with the elevated walking thing.
Sure.
There's some efforts of doing additional kind of like hard structure areas.
Stuff. Yeah.
How are those progressing? Are they... Because it's new and cool and a lot of people are behind them, are they getting traction, or are they kind of lingering and going slowly because it requires what it requires?
Well, I'm actually very excited because there's been wonderful movement on a lot of things. Now, you know, we all know these things take time. You know, the right, you know, studies have to be done. I mean, that's just a fact of life. But the things like, you know, the zoo sky trail is definitely still on the books. We see the wonderful progress that the city of Eureka has made with its waterfront trail, which is going to be finished in just a month or two, and it's going to be such a wonderful asset to have. And then the extension of that trail, you know, all the way up to Arcata, just that 4-mile section in the middle. And you know, there's groups like the Timber Heritage Association who are still working very avidly towards their project of a tourist train around the bay. That has got some possible support from the Lodging Alliance as well. And things that hard things that will pay off for years and years and years.
Hardscape, yeah. The trail is an interesting thing for me because I know my predilections, my thoughts in seeing what's there. What is the expectation of that from visitors? I mean, are they really going to walk this or bike this? Or are they, if we're in a different community, perhaps, if it was all retail shops throughout the whole length of it, I get it. But if somebody's a biker, bicyclist, aren't they wanting like the Hammond Trail and things like that rather than something that goes through a developed area?
Well, that trail has got, you know, parts that go through developed, but it's also got incredible, you know, bay views and riverine environments down at the Hilfriker side of it. And then it's going to, up the north end, as it sort of winds around Blue Ox and up Eureka Slough, is going to have the finest access to Humboldt Bay along the whole coastline.
Oh, is it an access?
Well, or? I mean, just viewscapes, and then, okay, you know, and then it's going to tie in. There's,
because it goes up to Silvercrest, right? Isn't that where it kind of pops out?
I think that's a spur.
Okay. Where does it eventually go?
I think it goes
under the Slough Bridge.
Well, I think it goes up to the Slough and stops there.
Because they got the bridge there now,
right?
So it crosses. And, you know.
Now, recently, RCAA put out their recent Humboldt Bay, you know, sort of boating map with this developed, you know, plan of all the boating put-ins and access points, and those things all sort of intermesh together and really, you know, make the bay accessible to recreation so much.
Now, there was the city council for Eureka is looking at the RV park use for the chunk of property.
Right.
Has either the Lodging Alliance or the Visitors Bureau taken a formal position either in support or in opposition to that?
No. I mean, in general, we support new business. and that helps, you know, build overnight stays, you know, in Humboldt County. I mean, I personally wish them all the best. I
think so it's not in conflict with the lodging guys?
No. They didn't sort of form a board and say, well, we're going to stop competition from,
well,
from forming.
Or they go in rah, 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 this means more visitors to the area.
Right. And, you know, they don't, you know, the idea of having actually waterfront location for that facility is wonderful. I mean, we all think it's going to be benefit to everyone.
All right, you got 10 seconds. What do you want to talk about?
good job on the Truckers Parade. That was a wonderful event and exciting.
Thanks. That was not prompted, folks. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
See you after the new year. See everybody else tomorrow.